Welcome to Food for Thought, everyone. I hope you're having a wonderful week, and I hope you've been enjoying the episodes I've been putting out. As I work on a few more, I just wanted to share this news with you and see if we can't do anything in a final ditch effort to guide people, help people become vegan. So if you are on my mailing list, you would have seen me talk about this. There was an email I put out last week. The subject was "All things come to an end," and they do. But I do want to give this one last shot. I'm stubborn, but if I were to reframe that, I would say I'm loyal and tenacious when it comes to something I believe in. So I'm tempted to record this episode and give you the entire story. And I just thought about it, and I don't think that's necessary or the right thing to do. I have always kept close to my chest what happened to the 30-Day Vegan Challenge, the original book that was published by Random House, which was a pretty big deal to have Random House pick up my book, especially after having had not great deals prior to that with my other books, Joy Vegan Baking, Vegan Table, Color Me Vegan, and Vegan's Daily Companion. You could just consider them, you know, they were great success for the publisher, and they were great success for the people who have them, because I'm so proud of those books. But they certainly didn't, you know, they weren't lucrative in any way for me. I didn't have an agent when I wrote each one of those books. And so I didn't really have an advocate, you know, and that's the route I chose. I was, you know, definitely naive. And so when the 30-Day Vegan Challenge was bought by Random House through an agent who was a very capable agent, it was a really big deal. And in the end, my hopes and dreams and expectations were thwarted. And the book in the end was pulled from publication. It was after 20,000 copies sold, and then another 20,000 copies were printed, the second 20,000 copies were pulped, destroyed, recycled. And I had a lot of wound licking to do. And because I am tenacious and believe in this concept, the 30-Day Vegan Challenge, when I got my rights back, and I got them pretty quickly, but after I licked my wounds a bit and consulted with some other people, I decided to self-publish. And I did. I self-published the 30-Day Vegan Challenge. Many of you listening would have been part of that and contributed to the crowdfunding campaign we did. And so in the end, it is very difficult to self-publish. In the end, self-publishing is one thing, but distribution is quite another. In the end, I'm not Stephen King. I'm not, you know, I am not someone who has enough of an audience that I could, you know, sell a million copies to my audience and I don't have to worry about distribution. That's just not the reality. And so the book, you know, I printed those initial copies. It went out to the world. People got their hands on it. I launched the online version of the 30-Day Vegan Challenge. And then when those copies were sold, I had to decide whether or not I wanted to invest, you know, thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars into printing more books and trying to move those books. And in the end, it just was too hard. And so I sold the book to a small publisher, a very small publisher. It was a very modest publisher. And, you know, some books sold, you know, years had gone by now, you know, when books are not initially published, they just don't have the traction. And so because it was, you know, still the same concept, the 30-Day Vegan Challenge, you know, the book just wasn't selling. And so here I am. That publisher was bought by another publisher. And so the book got into another publisher's hands who they don't care about the book. And they have 2,400 copies of this book. And they are now ready to just dump it. And so I'm left with some choices. And that's why I'm sharing this with you. And the choices are, number one, having them just recycle pulp, the 2,400 copies they have. Number two is for me to just pay a warehousing fee to have them just sit on the warehouse shelves and hopefully sell these books, but I would be paying for the warehouse space, which no one told me that was going to be the case. And if I've already proven that I can't sell the books, and I have proven that, then I'm just going to be paying money for these books to just sit on a shelf, and that seems silly. Or they can ship all of the books to me, and I don't have the space for 2,400 books, so I'd wind up paying to have them sit on in a storage unit and then hopefully sell the books, but I've proven that the book isn't selling. Or appeal to, I don't know, you, my audience, and just say, listen, the book is still available at Amazon. And I say Amazon because if you buy the book from me, I have to have the books shipped to me, and then I'm shipping the book to you. It's silly. So what makes the most sense is for you to buy the book directly from Amazon and get at least some books off the shelf. And then at the end, I don't know, I will probably still have to pulp the books. Or if you're interested and you have a contact with maybe an event organizer or a nonprofit, maybe you can, you know, reach out to any number of organizations, a local veg fest, a local animal sanctuary, whatever, and you're interested in getting some books in bulk, which would be, I would say, you know, if we could move 100 books at a time, we could make a real dent in the number of books that are right now sitting on a shelf and is not helping anybody, and get it into the hands of people who would benefit by it. And in the end, the animals would benefit by it. So number one, if you're interested, if you're able, if you're willing to go and go to Amazon, buy the book for yourself, and then give it away. Buy 5 copies, give them away for Christmas. Buy 2 copies, give them away to friends. Buy copies and donate them to libraries. Leave them in your doctor's office. Whatever you can do, if you're willing to do that. If you're willing to buy, say, 100 at a time that you would donate to a veg fest or to an animal organization, and these books could literally just be handed out to attendees or visitors or members of this organization, that would be amazing. And all you would have to pay for is the shipping. And the quote I got from the publisher is like $15 or $20 a carton, and a carton is 14 books. So if you are inclined to say, yeah, I'll spend $130 or whatever it's going to get 100 copies of this book and I can distribute it, fantastic. If you are willing to do that, please let me know. And I will basically make it happen through the publisher. It's just going to be basically the publisher's drop shipping 100, you know, 100 books or 200 or however many you want to buy. So do the calculation. Thought I would just make one last appeal. And I need to make this decision like by, you know, mid-December, because I can't keep paying to have the book just sit on the shelf. I'm going to order a couple hundred books to have at my house so that I can keep handing the books out. But in the end, I can't have 2,400 books, and I'm going to have to pulp the books if I can't do anything with them. So if you do want to reach out, you could just reach out to support@joyfulvegan.com. And you can also reach me via DM on Instagram or Facebook or Threads, because I'm on Threads now. And that's it. And so hopefully we can get this book into some people's hands. I'm not done with the content. I'm done with this form of the content. And that's a big lesson. It's been a big lesson. It's been a very painful lesson. I think my husband said to me, and I think he's right, I don't think I've ever gotten over what happened to the book, because it really did change the trajectory of my career. So I think I still feel it, you know? So that's it. So let's see what we can do. And thank you for whatever you're willing to do. Thanks if you have the book already. And for the animals, this is Colleen Patrick-Gaudreau. Thanks for listening.